Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Oh, man. Makes me miss Stranger Things also.
Yeah. I keep seeing, like, stories about it, about Stranger Things and when it's going to come out, like a teaser and stuff. But it's still going to be like 2022.
I know. I'm mad about that. So it better be good. I swear to God, if it's not good, I'm driving to the Duffer Brothers house and I'm going to hit them with a cheesecake in the face.
You had all this time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you've had plenty of time. We're not talking about Stranger Things, though,
because
it ain't out and you can't watch it. So don't. And you know what? If you've never watched Stranger Things, don't. Don't watch it now, because then you're just going to be sitting around waiting anyway.
You're going to be as miserable as we are.
Right. Wait till this other season comes out, then watch it. I'm going to have to do that anyway because I've forgotten
everything. Oh, I definitely
have
to catch up.
I got to catch up.
Yeah.
I don't remember nothing.
All right. But speaking of Netflix, because that's what Stranger Things is on, let's start at Netflix and let's talk about the show Lupin Part 2. Part 2.
Now, you brought up Lupin, I think, before.
Yes, because Part 1 came out at the beginning of 2021, and then because of the pandemic, they had to stop shooting whenever they did film this.
Gotcha.
And so they finally were able to finish the whole season. So this is really just one season that they had to break in half because of the pandemic. But this is Lupin Part 2, where it's the story of a man whose father was wrongfully convicted for a crime and then killed in prison.
Mm.
So his son is a con artist who is going to exact revenge on the people that set up his father.
And it's Idris Elba?
No, this is some French actor. I don't know his real name.
Ah, crap.
Yeah. I started it.
Hassan. Okay. Hassan is his name on the show.
Okay, so it's French, so really it's Lupin.
Lupin, yes. And Lupin. Season 1 ended on a cliffhanger of his son being kidnapped.
Okay.
So part 2 picks up from there.
All
it's
right.
really good. It's a quick watch. Like, as soon as you get in, you don't realize you're 4 episodes in because it's just so much continual movement in the show.
And I love ones like this where, because Monica, did you watch Lupin?
I started season 1, episode 1.
Okay, so yeah, like you do it every
night. Okay. I like how you pointed out. I started it on episode 1.
I hit play. It stayed on for 5 minutes. I was in the kitchen, and then I hit stop. I like that if you didn't watch part 1, now's the perfect time to dive in, just like we were talking about with Stranger Things.
Fly right through it.
Because you get the whole thing. So you can have Lupin or Lupin, however you want to look at it, and that is on Netflix.
And that's on Netflix. Also on Netflix, I think Monica would really enjoy this. Actually, I think Monica suffers from this. The show, it's a movie, it's called Awake.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A global catastrophe happens where nobody in the world can go to sleep.
Wow.
Everybody stays awake. And you know, like, when you stay awake for too long, you start
die.
After so long. But before you get there, there's like delusions and hallucinations and all that kind of stuff. But there's one child who can sleep. And she may be the key to salvation.
Oh, my God. And I would wake her up all the time. Wouldn't you wake her up, Monica? I'd be totally waking her up. And it's Ava.
Yes.
Ava's sleeping through the rest of it.
Ava will go to sleep. She just goes to sleep. Always. It'd be 8 o'clock, 8:30. You don't have to. You never had to put her to bed. She just put herself to bed.
Right. And then the rest of your house, like, you all need to be put to bed by somebody else.
Yeah.
Because none of you can put each other to bed. It just doesn't work.
So with this girl, her mother has to decide. Her mother is a former military soldier. Her mother has to decide. She's like, my daughter could be the key to saving the world. Do I protect my daughter and my family, or do I protect the rest of the world? So the whole world, the military, they're coming after this family, trying to figure out, what is it about this young girl that allows her to sleep when none of us
they all got time. They're up.
Well, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're up.
Figure out
definitely.
Something.
Man, Monica, it's a bad world where you and I, we ain't going to make any money on Sleep Number beds.
I know.
It's going to be a terrible world.
Sleep Number bar stools. Everybody's just awake sitting up.
Sit there and chill. Rest your eyes. It'd be the time of resting your eyes.
All right. So that was Awake, and that's also on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And then last but not least, on Disney Plus, we have Loki, the new Marvel Studios TV show series that should have been a movie, but they're like, we're going to do like episodic kind of things with it.
Which I like, because I'm not a superhero movie person. Uh-huh. I feel like you just don't get, it's the surface of everything. I mean, if you watch an Avengers movie, there's so many characters in there. There's so many storylines. Mm-hmm. There's so many things going on, and they don't really get to develop any of it. But when it's a show, they can take their time.
Yes.
And they can develop the whole thing.
And they're not, you know, being cheap about it, because each episode of all of these Marvel shows is somewhere between $20 and $30 million per episode that they're spending on it. And so Loki follows, if you guys have seen Avengers or Avengers Endgame, Loki disappears and he changes the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on a set timeline where our future is already decided for us. But Loki changes that by disappearing off, and now he's being tracked down by the timeline police, for lack of better words.
Yeah, and I watched the first episode, and as someone who doesn't really watch the movies or pay attention to them that much, it wasn't difficult to follow.
No, they explain it. They start with a little, you know, exposition, like, at the beginning of the episode, so you know what's going on.
Monica, did you watch Loki yet?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. I liked it.
All right.
And I liked it because I was saying to Antoine earlier, a lot of the Marvel shows do this in particular, where they kind of have this retro-y kind of weird vibe to them, like WandaVision was too. And this one has a lot of that to it also, at least in the beginning. So I liked that. I'm in for at least to see where this is going.
And one thing that Zach likes about Loki is that it only comes with new episodes on Wednesdays.
Yes!
So it's kind of like watching TV back in the day.
Right. It's actually being able to pace yourself,
where
for the love of
get
God.
Everything, because I'd be done. I'd be done with the season by now. If they would have put the whole season out on Wednesday, I would be completely done with the show right now.
See, that's the thing, is it is perfectly fine to buy one of those gigantic bottles of really good bourbon at the store, but you shouldn't drink it all in a night. It's bad for you to do that. You should take your time and sip on it.
All right, so I'm going to run down them real quick again. On Netflix, we have Lupin Part 2. Also on Netflix, we have Awake, which is a movie about, you know, people not being able to sleep, but then one child being able to sleep. And on Disney Plus, we have Loki.
You know, I can see there needs to be a part of Awake where everyone's freaking out that no one's getting any sleep and they don't know what to do. And there needs to be one morning radio DJ. It can be me. I'm in the movie for 10 seconds. And all I say is, welcome to my life. And then they move on. Like, that's all it is. And me going, fine, there you go. Binge watch weekend. You can go to K92MorningThang.com for all the trailers and everything.